Yes, sir. This your boy J Mel Price. You hear me? You know what I'm talking about? It goes down, baby, for real. And I want to talk about some real shit right now. You know what I'm saying? Where I got love for Atlanta. Atlanta has showed me how to break free away from living like a Mississippian. You ain't got to be so savage. But I also learned, nigga, shut the fuck up. You ain't got to play neither. You know what I'm saying? And I want to talk about these planned sit-ins and planned boycotts and all this shit, man, for real though. Because, you know, it happened like a year, you know, a few years back during the Freddie Gray shit. And I want to talk about it, man, for real though. Much love to Atlanta. I'm in Atlanta. But shit, Atlanta's the only city I see and the only city I'm paying attention to. So I can't help but to say what I'm seeing on some real shit. You know what I mean? And J Mel Price is here, baby. You know what I'm talking about? And after these sponsors, you know, we finna get into the shits. Call my lawyer. J Mel Price is in the building. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. This your boy, J Mel Price, and I'm back. You hear me? And I want to get right into the shits because it becomes a time where you have to stay in your fucking lane, man, for real though. And a lot of people don't know when to do that. Everybody just want to be heard and want to be on Snapchat and ain't thinking about the consequences. Out here playing and saying that, oh, we gonna do this, it's gonna be peaceful, and we ain't expecting no consequences. I gotta go to work in the morning. All right, bye. All right, I wanna get into this. I wanna give a salute, first of all, to Martin Luther King. I don't know how he did it, you know what I'm saying? But he was willing to go in as a non-violent protester, and people followed him. But he knew that it could be consequences in a time that, shit, we might not make it back home. And his followers knew that, and they were cool with that. You hear me? I grew up more like a Malcolm X fan. I'm going to be honest. I grew up like a any means necessary type person. You know? But honestly, Martin Luther King gets all of my respect. Because when I was growing up, I had to, you know, I was taught the love thing, but mama always said, if somebody hits you, you hit them back. And it took me to get to that point of anger to where I said, you know what? I don't know if I could fight, but when I put my fucking hands up and started fighting, the niggas that tried me didn't know that I could fight that fucking good. I didn't know. You hear me? Real talk. So much love to Martin Luther King for going out risking his life and not giving a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And just, but he was peaceful with it. He took those punches. He took every kitchen sink that was literally thrown at him. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying that to bring up my topic. If you're not gonna die about it, don't cry about it. Do you hear me? Real talk. If you're not gonna sacrifice your life or do what Martin Luther King did, ain't no sense of being out here just talking about the shit if you ain't gonna do something about it. Real talk. I been down here 13 years and I see that it's a whole different way of living compared to where I'm from in Mississippi. I'm talking about in Atlanta. And much love to Atlanta because they are free. They way ahead of time than we were in Mississippi. Real talk. I'm telling it like it is. Because in Mississippi, shit, if you ain't gonna die about it, don't cry about it. Motherfuckers knew that, okay, and like C. Murder them said up in their records, the fakest nigga will still split your grill. Even though that was New Orleans, shit, we right down the road from them. That's what I'm used to. If you not finna fight about it, just go your own way with it. A few years back, when the Freddie Gray incident happened in Baltimore, I was so disappointed with all of the radio stations and everybody in the city down here just protesting and making an Instagram scene about it, making a mockery of what Martin Luther King died for. You hear me? They made a joke about it just to be on Snapchat, Facebook, whatever fucking social media following that they have. They just wanted to be on some, oh, where y'all at, girl? I'm inboxing you now. Oh, I'm over here by CNN building. Oh, we out here. We out here. Ricky Smiley. The other guy. What's his name? Frank Ski. All the radio stations got together to be on some, okay, we just out here protesting. And playing around. You know what I'm saying? And where I come from, if you fake jab at somebody, you're gonna get knocked the fuck out. If you out here talking shit to somebody and you know you ain't doing nothing, you might not make it home. You hear me? On some real shit. And this is where I was most pissed with this whole situation, to where all the radio stations just got out there and made this national tragedy a fucking pep rally. They was quote unquote spreading awareness of the shit. But y'all on fucking Snapchat and on the radio station dancing, twerking on top of your fucking heads and all that shit. Y'all making a mockery of what our ancestors died for. Just to say, I was there. Girl, I'm on Snapchat. Bruh, I'm on Snapchat. And I was like, what the fuck are these people doing? Like, and don't get me wrong, yes, it's fucked up that the Freddie Gray thing ended like it ended. You know what I'm saying? If the police killed him, all I know, I don't know if the police killed him. Nobody knows if the police killed him. But guess what? Baltimore didn't throw a pep rally. They wasn't out there playing and saying, okay, nah, let's get out in the middle of the street. And if somebody go to jail, it went too far. Or we got to go to work in the morning, so let's do this, let's do that. No, them motherfuckers out there fighting, and motherfucking whoever, the police, They was out there trying to get answers and justice on what the fuck just happened. How did he die in y'all custody? That wasn't televised. It got so bad to the point where the police begged the nigga that was in the fucking, what's the paddy wagon with Freddie Gray. They begged that man to at least say, nah, Freddie Gray died from breaking, he broke his neck in the back of the fucking paddy wagon just so they could end the violence. They hit the wrong turn, Freddie Gray fell the wrong way, and he broke his neck. They begged that man in the back of the fucking paddy wagon with him to get on the news and say that, and then the shit that happened in Baltimore was over with behind that. Meanwhile, everybody else in the fucking country just protesting, just to be protesting, just to be talking, and just getting in the middle of the motherfucking freeway just to hold up traffic and say, oh yeah, we was out there, we did this, we did that. Knowing the police knew the shit ahead of time. Knowing that it was planned and prepped ahead of time just to make fucking news to say that Dallas stood up for what they, until another shooting started happening out there in Dallas. Then they want to blame the dude with the gun that was walking in the crowd with his gun. The black man that was walking in the crowd with his gun. Down here in Atlanta, Ricky Smiley, motherfucking Frank Ski, and everybody else from the radio station threw twerk fests. They threw twerk fests. Pep rallies and shit. You know what I'm saying? Instagram parties and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? The police knew this shit. But guess what? I had a few people on there that had jobs and that had people next to them willing to die about some shit and stand up for some shit. They were serious. I don't give a fuck what magnitude of seriousness you thought this shit was, but they went to jail. And guess what the motherfucker that was out there gonna post? Girl, somebody went to jail. I ain't got time for that. I gotta be at work in the morning. That makes a mockery of what the fuck Martin Luther King did. They didn't give a fuck about having to be at work the next day. They was willing to take the consequences, prepared to be punched and spit in the face. Meanwhile, the police down here was prepped ahead of time, long as they didn't get on the expressway. And guess what? All the citizens, they cooperated. They didn't get on the expressway. They didn't stop traffic. The police, they even made the statement, y'all can have the prep rally, but if you get on the interstate, you're going to jail. Okay. T.I. show up. T.I. is the voice of the people down here. He got on the same Snapchats. Everybody took pictures with him and of him. He got on the same Snapchats. T.I. didn't go on the expressway because the police were serious about that. Y'all can have your prep rally, but don't get on this expressway. T.I. backed down. Honestly, I'm saying, if you're out there protesting about the shootings that are going on with the police, and you're saying that, no, I got to be at work in the morning. The nigga that went to jail, he went too far with it. That's what the fuck y'all was out there for. It was showtime. It was showtime. It was time to go to jail. I'm not condoning it or encouraging it. I'm saying, what the fuck were y'all out there for? Other than to say, oh, it's lit out here. It's lit out here. Girl, I'm over here by the Magic City. Come over here. We lit over here. We on top of the car. You gonna see us. Come on, man. And then in Buckhead, the people in Buckhead was waiting outside of the governor's mansion 2 nights straight until, what's the dude, Kasim Reed, finally responded to them. Very disrespectful. 2 nights. 2 nights later, he responded to them. And it was publicly shown that these people was talking about, what are we going to do about minimum wage? We want more health benefits. We want this for our schools. We want better books and better child care. And all. What the fuck? Nigga, we thought y'all was out here protesting for Freddie Gray. Y'all talking about books and fucking build your bathrooms better and all that old shit. Been out there 2 nights straight just to ask a motherfucker to be on some shit like, oh, we need air conditioning in the bathroom. Nigga, we thought y'all was protesting about Freddie Gray and about awareness of the violence that was going on. I'm gonna be for real with you. I was at home. The shit didn't strike me. It is getting striking to me, and it's gonna come a day where I'm gonna have to die for my son, and I'm willing to die for my son. Whoever kills me, a regular citizen or the police, for my son, I will die protecting him. Take it how you want, I don't give a fuck. But that wasn't my fight. And I damn sure wasn't finna go out there just to be on Snapchat and say I was there. Oh, I'm there. I'm over here by Phillips Arena. We lit. Come over here. No. I don't follow the crowds on no bullshit, especially. Real talk, man. For real. And it was some more. It was one of these group chats. I don't know. I know it wasn't. The people in Atlanta Live, they laughed at this other dude that said he finna go. He done already talked to the owner of Waffle House and motherfucking he finna do a sit-in. That ain't how it work, bruh. You finna talk to the manager to let them know that you on your way to just sit in and not order shit and quietly disrupt they fucking business. Nigga, okay, it's 1 o'clock, nigga, you got the 1:30. Get your ass up and get up out of here. You heard me? You can do it. Tell your friend, come on up in here and put it on World Star. Y'all got 30 minutes, hurry up and get the fuck out. And that's how it happened. The nigga was saying he bought some shit, which defeated the purpose of the fucking sit in, and they said, you know what, you can go ahead and fucking sit here to 2 o'clock. Sit here to 2 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Since you bought something, go ahead and sit to 2 o'clock. And the nigga left a tip. That ain't how it work, bruh. That is not how a protest work. Martin Luther King died for this shit. And y'all folks out here planning and playing, talking about you protesting just so you could be on Snapchat. This shit ain't funny, man. This shit is no game. That man died for this shit. And y'all just doing it just to get likes on Snapchat. Check. Excuse me. Hiccups. Anyway, y'all doing this shit to get likes on Snapchat, Facebook, and little do you know, your video ain't being paid attention to because everybody else is out there. They trying to get likes on their shit too. And I had these associates, white girl, and a bunch of her black male friends. They went out to Stone Mountain where they protesting against the Ku Klux Klan rally. They sitting in the cut. They made posts about it. They posted shit 6 months in advance every day until the shit happened. And they went out there deep, strong. No, they weren't deep as the Ku Klux Klan and they support us, but they was about 20 deep. And guess what these motherfuckers gonna say? They get on Facebook and say, the police out there, they did right to have protection for the police because we was gonna go break that shit up. The police is supporting the Ku Klux Klan and they all about it. I got on their Facebook post and said, nigga, this is your 15 minutes of fame to go out there and start some shit and make the news. What the fuck is you out there for? They blocked me. All of them blocked me. I said, dude, and then I seen these niggas at a party like, dude, we straight? They mad at me still. And I said, you know what? You niggas ain't gonna do nothing. Y'all can talk all the shit you want to because y'all was out there playing this shit 6 months in advance to go kick the Ku Klux Klan ass at the Stone Mountain rally. And you didn't do shit, so I know you. I know I'm safe. And I turned my back on the niggas and started pouring up and started drinking and acting a fucking fool like I normally act a fool. Because, nigga, y'all out here playing. And these folks out here sending a message to let you know that they got the police on their back. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X them didn't give a fuck about none of that. However they got their message across, they got their message across. Y'all talking about y'all protesting. Dude, stop with the joking and trying to be seen on Facebook. You heard me? I don't encourage a nigga to go out here and start violence and all this shit. But if you do decide to protest, these folks that you protesting against ain't with that, oh, okay, you can come up in our business and just take up all our tables and keep our customers that are going to pay on the outside while y'all just silently disrupting our shit. No, nigga, I got money to make. Y'all need to get the fuck up out of here. That ain't how this work. We going to call the they going to call the police on your ass. You got to be ready and willing for that. You got to be ready and willing to not make it home. You got to be ready and willing to go to jail for shit like that if you say you're protesting. Stop fucking throwing pep rallies with Ricky. Much love to Ricky Smiley and them, but that day I lost a lot of respect for him and fucking Frank Ski, Bubby Love, Wonder Smith, all of them. This ain't no fucking game. Back in Mississippi, if you don't like somebody, just stay away from it. If you don't like the problems, stay away from it, or you go do something about it. Ain't no in between. We ain't finna have no pep rally about the shit. We not finna... shit, we not finna do that. We either finna not go to it, or we gonna come and we showing the fuck out. That was despicable to me. Folks are out here playing about protesters that these people have died for. You know what I'm saying? It's another way. If you ain't going for the violence, buy into some shit. Own some shit. So you could say, oh, okay, I own this. I have just as much right as you. And if you come this over this line, it's going to be problems. Real talk. All this just protesting just to have fun and be seen with your friends, please cut that shit out. Because where I come from, you can't fake jab at a fucking killer, man. At folks that's willing and ready to do their fucking job. You can't do that. If you're not gonna die about it, don't cry about it. Go hard or go home. Do you hear me? All this out here just, oh, I'm protesting. Stop it. I encourage that. Stop it. If it ain't your problem, don't make it a problem. If it ain't broke, don't break it. Cut the dumb shit. Stay in your lane. You hear me? Real talk. And if you like what you heard, you can or cannot, you don't have to, send a dollar to JAYMELPRICE. Again, JAYMELPRICE. You heard me? Much love to, this is my city now. I live in Atlanta. But I'm here, I'm observing all the crazy shit from the outside looking in, and I encourage all my people, man. That is the way I saw life, and that's the way my mentality goes. You heard me? I don't know to go playing with somebody. I'm not finna just walk up to you and fake jab at somebody that I know, that I don't know, might know jujitsu. If I go, I'm going all the way, or I'm staying at home. You hear me? And I encourage that. Go hard or go home. Stop fucking with folks if you ain't looking for problems or don't believe in consequences. You got to be ready and willing for whatever if you step outside. You heard me? And I am the business. I've been the business. I always will be the business. Shouts out to ATL Paper Chasers Podcast, baby. Yes, J-Mail is in the building, and I am leaving the building. Yes.